This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, coronavirus testing is much more widely available now than at the beginning of the pandemic. We hear from Delta County Public Health Director Karen O'Brien. Plus, toxic algal blooms are worse this year in Colorado, and climate change is part of the problem. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Despite recent rains, the entire KVNF listening area remains in extreme drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Paonia, Crawford, and Hotchkiss implemented watering restrictions in August as water supplies dwindled, and the towns ask residents to continue to be careful with water use to avoid mandatory restrictions. In Paonia, the water storage tank has finally refilled, but voluntary restrictions remain in place, and the town asks residents to avoid outdoor watering. Hotchkiss also has restrictions in place with odd, even address rotation for outdoor watering. Crawford says its water supply is stable, but residents still need to conserve and reduce water use as much as possible. The town of Paonia recently sent a letter to the Delta County Commissioners and the Planning Commission about the county's draft land use plan. The letter expressed concern about three aspects of the plan. The first is the town potentially losing its right to determine land uses in most of the area within a 3-mile radius of Paonia. The second is the proposed ban on all marijuana-related uses. And the third is about the expansion of right-to-farm protections to all agricultural uses, regardless of when they were established. One of the last natural gas companies drilling in the Piceance Basin has filed for bankruptcy, reports the Grand Junction Sentinel. Ursa Resources cited challenges ranging from low gas prices to regulatory uncertainty. Ursa noted in a filing that one natural gas drilling rig is currently operating in the Piceance Basin. Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirmed that several wolves were killed in Wyoming near the Colorado border this past spring. The wolves may have been part of the pack of six seen in northwestern Colorado over the winter. While wolves in Colorado are protected under the Federal Endangered Species Act, in Wyoming, they are legal to kill in any season. Six states that rely on the Colorado River are asking the federal government to slow down an environmental review for a controversial pipeline project in Utah. Luke Runyon has more.
Utah wants to bring Colorado River water to fast-growing communities in its southwest corner. But water officials in Colorado, Wyoming, Nevada, New Mexico, California, and Arizona have big issues with the proposed Lake Powell pipeline. In a letter to Interior Secretary David Bernhardt, they say significant legal and operational issues still remain, and that the federal government should hold off on its review until all the Colorado River Basin states get together and hammer them out internally. President Trump signed an order speeding up environmental reviews of certain infrastructure projects this summer, including the Lake Powell pipeline. I'm Luke Runyon.
Water is the lifeblood of the West, but a warming climate and other factors have put Colorado's lakes, reservoirs, and ponds at greater risk for toxic algal outbreaks. Eric Galatis from Colorado News Connection has more.
Brian Kurzel with the National Wildlife Federation says a recent rash of blue-green cyanobacteria blooms in Colorado are more than just an eyesore. They're dangerous for people, pets, and wildlife. He says leaders at all levels of government need to confront the outbreak's root causes.
Whether that be climate change, whether that be nutrient pollution, and we need them to have the clarity of purpose that is on par with the clarity that we want in our drinking water.
Algal blooms thrive in warmer waters, and Colorado's health department launched a monitoring program 2 years ago to find out if toxic blooms are on the rise. Nutrient runoff from agriculture and residential fertilizers act as a kind of superfood that can enable blooms to take over entire lakes. Algal outbreaks disproportionately impact Black and Latino populations, and Kurzel says until climate change and nutrient pollution are addressed, health disparities in Colorado are likely to increase. Expanding blooms will also make it harder for low-income people and communities of color to access safe outdoor green spaces.
And so we have to find a way to support local economies without resulting in the pollution that is going to increasingly impact our fresh water here in Colorado.
According to the CDC, toxic outbreaks can cause skin irritation, rashes, and blisters around the mouth and nose in people. Pets can be sickened, and owners in Georgia, North Carolina, and Texas have reported deaths after their dogs swam in waters with toxic algae. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
COVID-19 tests are much more widely available now than they were at the beginning of the pandemic. KVNF's Jody Peterson spoke with Karen O'Brien, public health director for Delta County, to learn more.
In the early days of COVID, it was very difficult to get a test if anybody wanted one because of the restrictions in test supplies. That's really not the case today. We test people who have symptoms as well as people who have been around a positive case, confirmed COVID case, or ones that feel like they were exposed and to somebody. So there's a lot of different areas that a Delta County resident can be tested. The health department, we test people on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday in the mornings. And then on Monday and Wednesdays, we have an extension that North Fork Ambulance does. You can also get a test from the hospital.
Depending on the type of test and whether you have insurance or not, COVID tests can be anywhere from free to $180.
There is a fee for some of them, depending on what your situation is. We do have a set of test kits for people who travel that want to know if they're clear, or people who just want to know, but there is a fee of $100. The hospital also has the rapid test, and you can get your test results in about 15 or 20 minutes. They can bill insurance, or if you don't have that, it could be a cash pay of up to $180. There's also a new site in Mesa County over at the fairgrounds that does testing from Tuesday through Saturday from 8 to 3, and it's all free. You know, if somebody is not able to get a test, they should call the health department, because there's a lot of places that they could get that done.
What's the trend in case numbers in Delta County?
Overall, if you look at, you know, from March on, we've been really pretty stable and pretty much in the low risk area. But there are times that those numbers tend to increase, like, you know, if there's a lot of gatherings, a lot of events, school starting. And the really big important part of that is that, you know, we find the cases early and be able to track that and find out who that person was in contact with and, you know, do the notification and having the individual quarantine and monitor symptoms. And if they do have symptoms, they should call their provider. If they don't have a provider, they can call the health department and then possibly refer for testing. But testing is a good way to catch cases early on, you know, so we don't have a lot of increase in transmission.
And that was Karen O'Brien, Delta County's public health director. For KVNF, I'm Jody Peterson.
We'll have more info about COVID testing in other parts of our listening area soon. That does it for KVNF's regional newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.